Welcome to Nature's Sanctuary Sunday Service, brought to you by the Church of Nature. Join us every Sunday for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual service where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. We're here to help you grow every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern on naturechannel.fm.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service. I'm Christine Agra, the High Priestess of the Church of Nature, and our focus today is, what do you see? The Church of Nature honors the individual and encourages a deeper conscious connection through the reflection of nature and all that it offers. It is time for humanity to reawaken. Nature is spirit, and we are nature. When we reflect on nature and connect with it more deeply, we align with our own spirit, and when we do, life flows. We come here today asking to see the world around us and all of those in our lives clearly and completely. I sit at the gate before the great mystery between darkness and light, guiding your passage into the divine wisdom of your true nature. The door is open for those who choose to walk through. Bless this space. If we all could recite our intention for today. We come here today with open minds, open hearts, and open hands, willing to give and to receive. If you're in a space where you can have your feet flat on the floor and your eyes closed, please find yourself in that space. I'm going to take a moment to connect ourselves to the earth, to bring ourselves into this moment. Let's allow roots to grow from our feet down into the earth. Grounding us and connecting us to the earth. Creating a sense of security, stability, strength. And imagine a line from the base of your tailbone up to the top of your head. And with your intention, just allow yourself to come into alignment with that line. All of your energy centers centered right along that center line of your body. And let's let roots grow out from the top of our head, reaching up into our higher self, our own knowledge, our own information. So we're connected, earth, body, and spirit. Connected past, present, and future. And you're welcome to stay in this space for the rest of Sunday service, or you can gently open your eyes and follow along. or recite our affirmation that we are nature. I am. I am the sun. I am the moon. I am the dirt beneath my feet. I am the stars and the universe. I am the dark of night. I am the tree and the wind that blows its leaves. I am the ocean. I am the rain. I am the desert and the mountain and the plain. I am the bird, the fox, the turtle, and the bee. I am. So our focus today is on what do you see? And I was inspired to focus on this today because we took a trip from where we live to Buffalo, New York, which is where my mom lives, and she was in the car with us, so she was in the front seat, and I was in the back. There's just more room in the front, so I decided to sit in the back, and I was able to really see my surroundings. Normally when I drive there, I'm driving. And you know, when you drive, you're focused on the road, you're focused on what's in front of you, and you may see some of what you're driving by, but for some reason, I guess we don't actually see it. We're so focused on what we're doing. And so I was sitting in the back and I was looking out the window and I was just really struck by how beautiful everything was. The shades of green, the way the sun was hitting the trees and some of the land. And then we stopped at a rest stop and I was walking our little dog Pudge while everyone else went into the rest stop. And I was focused on him and what he was doing. And then he finished and I sat down with him and we were sitting on a bench. And I was looking around and I had that same experience of really seeing my surroundings, like really clearly and totally seeing them. It was like a smudge had been wiped off of my eyes. And again, there was just this amazing beauty surrounding us. There was a richness to the color. There was variation in size and shape. And it was really, really striking to me. And it got me thinking about the way that we see things. And normally when I do that drive, I'm so focused on getting to our destination. And I'm concerned because usually I'm traveling with our son and our dog, and it's just the three of us. And it's very difficult to, manage getting, if it's hot out, it's like I can't leave the dog in the car, and I can't leave my son in the car by himself. So, there's all those things. So I'm, carrying the dog. He's small, so I'm carrying him into the rest stop and defying anyone to say anything to me while my son runs into the bathroom. So I've got all these things going on, and I realized that in our day-to-day life, we're so focused on what it is that we're doing that we're really not seeing what's going on around us. There's like a fog or a haze or, like I said, like a smudge on our eyes where we're missing what's really happening. And I think, during our grounding this morning, I mentioned that we were grounded to the earth, our body and our spirit, but also past, present, and future. Part of that is because we're not in the present time. We're either ahead of ourselves thinking about where we're going and what we have to do, or we're behind ourselves thinking about things that we've done or things that have happened or things that we should have done or, whatever it might be. But we're really not in that moment. And the other day when I was traveling, I didn't have anything else to do. I was just there in the car. And I really was in that moment. I was very much in that moment. And I think that happens, too, with the way that we see each other and even the way that we see ourselves. I think we can get stuck in seeing people in a past moment. I think we especially do that with children. We don't see them in the age that they're at. We see them at a lesser age. And oftentimes we treat them like that. And that has a huge impact on not only them, but on our own relationships and the way that we interact with each other. And I think that we do that with each other. I think we do that with ourselves. Oftentimes we lock ourselves into a time and place, and that's where we see ourselves, and we don't actually acknowledge our own growth and our own evolution. So when it comes to seeing, I think what we do as a whole is that we tend to simply see sort of an amalgamation of all the information that we know and not really see what there truly is in that moment. And that's what happened to me this when I was driving, was that I in looking at nature, I really saw it in that very moment. And that's our opportunity. That's our ripple opportunity this week, is to really try to get a new perspective, a new look on what it is that you're seeing. And it was funny because I tweeted this about sitting in the back and seeing things differently. And I got into a short conversation with someone, and she sent me the Dead Poets Society when John Keating is standing on top of the desk and they ask him what he's doing, and he says, I'm getting a new perspective. I'm looking at things differently. I think, you know, when we stand on our heads, if you remember when you were little, if you ever stood on your head and you would open your eyes and look at the world and you're seeing it from a different perspective. I think that there's, and, you know, for me, sitting in the back of the car gave me a whole different perspective. And when we do that, it allows us to see with new eyes. It allows us to see clearly and completely in that moment. So our ripple opportunity this week is to see, how can you find that in your own space? How can you see the world, see those in your life, and see yourself from a new perspective, from a new point of view? And feel free to join us at Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service Group on Facebook and leave your comments, leave your insights, leave your questions. I really like it when you join us there and you get involved in that way. It's a nice way to continue today's work and to interact and to create a new community. So that's facebook.com/groups/Nature's Sanctuary Sunday Service. Okay, and we're going to move forward with the rest of our Sunday service. So for our invocation of peace, if you would turn your palms up to the sky, take a moment to envision that energy center in the center of your hands. And just intend that it be open. I stand with palms raised to the sky, open to both giving and receiving. Peace is in me, peace is around me, peace begins with me. I ask to be the channel through which peace flows, bringing peace to myself, my life, and to all who share my life. I see peace, I breathe peace, I live peace, I am peace. And we thank everyone who has made a donation to support the Church of Nature and Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service. This is the time and space that we open our hearts and open our hands and ask you to make a donation in support of what it is that you receive here. You can do that by visiting thechurchofnature.org. On the right-hand side, there's a place to make a donation. We'll move to our offertory blessing. We ask that giving be a blessing and not a burden, that we see the abundance and unlimitedness of the universe. We ask to live with open hearts and open hands, and in so doing allow the energy of support and love to flow freely to us and from us. We acknowledge that to receive we must give, and to give we must receive. We make our offerings to the Church of Nature today with open hearts and open hands, and invest in the eternal cycle of energy flow. Our offerings recognize the gifts and blessings of this service. Our cycle of life celebration is a time and space to honor, celebrate, and remember those people, those moments in our lives . So take this time and space and call them into this moment, honoring, celebrating, and remembering. Life is a circle whose beginning touches its end. I am here to learn and grow. The path of my life belongs to me. I take this moment to affirm the way in which I want my life to flow. I am grateful for all that I have and all that I am. I thank my body for all that it does for me. I thank my mind for its power of thought. I thank my ego for its will and drive. I thank my spirit for its patience and for its guidance. And if you are in a place where you can have your feet flat on the floor and your eyes closed, go ahead and bring yourself into that space. We're going to take a moment to set out our intentions for the week ahead. Let's do just a little bit of gardening on the things that we have been focused on manifesting already. So let's bring in that beautiful plot of soil with all of your creations and manifestations growing in them. And just take a minute to clean this up. So maybe do some weeding, untangling, staking, some watering, some putting some love into it, removing energies of lack and limit, frustration, expectation. Adding in energies of certainty, clarity, and you can hand that piece of soil back to Spirit to that you can continue to manifest that. And let's set out our intentions for the week ahead. Let's go ahead and bring up a new piece of soil so we're envisioning it or intending it. And plant whatever it is that you would like to create and manifest this week. Okay, so take that piece of land and hand it to your spirit so that you can begin to manifest those things. Take a breath. Fill yourself in with your own vibration, your own sense of self. And you can gently open your eyes. To our closing prayer. We give thanks for this time and space, knowing that this is a place to focus our intention, but not where our intention ends. It is our opportunity to carry our choices out into the world. We will walk through our days, striving to be in the moment and see those in our lives, ourselves, and everything around us as it is. In this moment, let me walk my path with strength and knowingness, with grace and ease. Let me walk my path with love and abundance, and let me listen when my spirit speaks. Let nature be my guide. So thank you everyone for being here today. I hope that this service supports you and helps you to create a wonderful starting off point for the week ahead, and I look forward to seeing you again next week at Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service.
Thank you for joining us today for Nature's Sanctuary Sunday Service. We hope today's reflection will support you in navigating your week ahead. Please remember to live with an open hand and an open heart. The effects are exponentially rewarding. If you haven't made your offering to the Church of Nature, be sure to visit thechurchofnature.org to contribute. While you're there, you'll also find daily inspirations, as well as past Nature Sanctuary Sunday services. We look forward to having you join us again next week. And until then, remember, let nature be your guide.